there was a related safety issue in respect of the rear door operation, which has been fairly well resolved. And in essence, the issue was complicated. And there was an appearance of a, there's a matter that's now before the Fair Work Australia, which is a member, and his position in respect of actions on that day. So that's sort of, it's very difficult to comment on that because we want to see that matter resolved in a positive position.
Now, I understand the driver concerned was stood down by Brisbane Transport. Now, it's been reports he was a casual. Does that mean that he would have received no pay while he was stood down?
That's an issue that's at point in the discussion.
Now, a lot of the public I found yesterday who was discussing this, they don't understand why a strike will be called with such short notice. Could you explain to listeners why drivers do need to go on strike so quickly?
Well, basically what the drivers were doing at this time was coming together to consider some serious problems to do with how somebody was treated around safety, and it's sort of very difficult to explain those positions to people. There are certain regulations and laws that govern, in a more general sense, the legislation governs particular processes and related to those issues that would cause disruptions to an employer's business, and that's probably the best I can say with it.
Now, have there been any ongoing issues with Brisbane Transport and the way they've handled safety and disciplinary matters? Is there any reason why the bus drivers are feeling a little suspicious about the motives or the goodwill of the management?
The bus drivers have been very tense, and they were particularly tense that day because there was a fair team of Channel 9 run going around pursuing an issue in relation to speed cameras, red light cameras, and accidents. They'd got a Freedom of Information release, which I think actually originally the Sunday Mail had occurred the same Freedom of Information release. And I think that some of the powers that be weren't happy with the fact that we were arguing that there should be additional time put on to some phases of traffic lights. We were arguing that there should be some additional second or two for the orange light, and there should be a gap between when the light goes red for one set of traffic, about 1 or 2 seconds, and when it comes green for the next. That's to stop drivers jumping the queue and running into each other. Some traffic intersections are policed heavily, and the understanding we have is that the argument for that is to prevent collisions between vehicles coming from different directions. We just think more measures can be taken.
And could you let us know a bit about what it's like to be driving a bus every day? What sort of pressure are drivers under on the Brisbane roads?
Well, you know when you're late for that meeting and you're in a bit of a hurry and you're feeling a bit stressed, because nothing seems to go right. You seem to get the red lights, you seem to get somebody standing in a queue in front of you. And that's what a bus driver's involved in day in, day out. A survey done some 40 years ago in England in the city of Leeds compared driving a bus to landing a jumbo jet at Heathrow Airport manually for 5 minutes. Now, that's 5 minutes of time that somebody would be prepared into that level of stress if they were an airline pilot. But a bus driver is subject to that level of stress continuously.
And do you think there's anything that that bus drivers and the union can do to win more support from the public if they're going to need to strike again? It does seem that people do get frustrated with having their services disrupted and don't have as much sympathy as they might if they knew exactly what was going on.
Oh, look, I think there's normally a very good relationship between our union and our members and the public. our union over a continuous period of time with different administrations has argued to keep the council service in public hands. Most of the actions we've taken have been in relation to either safety or in relation to the service delivery itself. It's been a continuous period. We've been through something like about six or seven different changes to industrial laws. Some of them have been very severe. Some of them carry huge fines. In one instance, we were arguing over the continuation of the council service, and we were facing an act called the Commercial Practices Act, which had $250,000 fines in it. In pursuing the issue where we didn't want to see the council services contracted away, and we think there's a common interest between us and the travelling public, because if there's privatisation, then there's two groups of people that suffer: the people who have the service delivered to them and the people who work for the service. And we both have a common interest in keeping the services in public hands and improving the quality of the service and improving the pay so that we attract quality drivers.
And finally, now you're going to be taking the case of the driver concerned in the yesterday's strike to the Fair Work Commission, I believe. How much can you tell us about, not the particulars of the case, obviously, but the process? What will you need to be doing at the commission?
Well, we'll basically be looking after the rights of the member and trying to ensure that there's protection there. But we understand the Fair Work Commission also is going to play a role in trying to get a better settlement and trying to take the problems out of the issue and getting the parties to be able to see something they can do in common.
David Matters, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much.